So this afternoon, Rinpoche will give teachings in connection with a song of one of Milarepa's disciples. And again, questions will be allowed. It is for the sake of sentient beings who are countless in number, as the sky is limitless in extent, that the aim of perfect and complete Buddhahood is to be accomplished. And in order to do this, one must exert oneself in listening, reflecting, and meditating on genuine teachings. So it is with this as the aim and procedure in mind that Rinpoche asks us to begin by developing the resolve towards enlightenment, the precious bodhicitta.
Sanje je komba thopi sawate chitabhi thopa yinam hena tene seva ninje chenpo tang toni toku hirab thar simbakap so sanje je komba thopa.
So if one wants to know how it is that one could come to accomplish complete and perfect Buddhahood, it is through the possession of loving kindness and compassion on the one hand, and the discriminating knowledge on the other. So as the means for attaining Buddhahood, one needs compassion and the knowledge which understands the lack of self. And if one meditates having these two, then one will be able to attain Buddhahood. So the reason why it is necessary to accomplish Buddhahood is that in employing these the means of compassion on the one hand and knowledge on the other, one achieves Buddhahood, and in the accomplishment of Buddhahood, then compassion is perfected, and perfect compassion allows one to benefit the entirety of beings in their limitless numbers. And through the and also in attaining Buddhahood, one perfects knowledge. And having perfect knowledge, then one is able to explain to others how they could go through the development through which they themselves become free of suffering and disturbing states of mind. So therefore it is of such importance to attain Buddhahood.
Tene semchen nam je sanje je kompa drop thupe jumse kar se na ti jumse te semchen tam je la dekhi ning bo yo jumse je re semchen tam je la khan devar ki bu ning bo yo re khan devar ki bu ning bo yo ba se na tene sanje je kompa drop na drop to pare.
So what is it in beings that enables them to accomplish Buddhahood? It is that all beings without exception have the Buddha nature, the basic constituent of our nature is what is called the Buddha nature, and within this So because one has this basic element within one's nature, which already consists in the Buddha nature, then in practicing, in order to accomplish the Buddha nature, then one is able to do so.
Tene dekhi nyambo se jeta karra se na semche nam je semche ne lok ngo tong ba rang yin sarwa satong yer me pate tene dekhi nyambo.
So what is meant by this term Buddha nature, which in the Tibetan actually means the heart essence of the one who has gone into bliss, the term itself, which is being translated as Buddha nature, means the heart essence of he who has gone into bliss. So what is this basic constituent of our nature? It is that the essence of mind is emptiness, and the makeup of mind is clarity. The nature of mind then is clarity and emptiness inseparable, which is the Buddha nature. So as examples for the Buddha nature being present in all beings are used that of milk, which is pervaded by butter. So the butter is present within the milk. Similarly, the oil is present within sesame seeds. So sesame oil is found in the sesame seeds. And similarly, gold ore is found within, gold is found within gold ore, even though it's there's dross given the ore, the gold is present.
Oma la mari yeba ser na oma tro na mar yungre. Tel la ten mar yeba ser na ter dong na mar kan yungre. Ser do da ngor do la ser da ngor yeba ser na teni ser do ngor do yodor ser na ser zang bun yungre.
For the reason that the butter is already in the milk, if one churns it, then one gets the butter out. And since the oil is already in the seeds, if one pounds them, then one is able to extract the oil. And since the gold is already in the ore, through refining it, one is able to extract pure gold. And in the same way, since the Buddha nature is already present in sentient beings, if they practice the path, they are able to realize the Buddha nature or achieve Buddhahood. So there are many different approaches provided for how to practice the path for accomplishing Buddhahood, but to summarize them in brief, the root of all paths consists in compassion and knowledge.
Tene hirap da ni ni de gom na kombe da drobe jumse kar sa na dehi ning bola hirab ta nyingi sawon yore, sawon yoba la ten te, tene nyingi gomtab tang, tanda tonyi tokpa hirab je gomtab yo na, tene kongne kongpa dendro togre.
So then, these... So what is the reason then for it being possible to increase one's, or what is the rationale for in being able to increase one's compassion and knowledge? It is that within the Buddha nature itself, the seeds of compassion and knowledge are already present. So in following various techniques through which one's compassion is developed, then one is able to bring it to perfection. And similarly, through following techniques through which the knowledge of freedom from ego, freedom from self, one is able to increase knowledge until it becomes perfect. So similarly, with respect to the fruition attained through the path, the qualities of Buddhahood are limitless. However, they could be summarized in brief under these two: perfect compassion and perfect knowledge.
Tetar semchi tamche la dekhi ningbo yeba se na semchi ne lok dekhi ningbo te mo hi pam to ko kar chim bure.
So since the ability to accomplish Buddhahood it depends on all beings having the Buddha nature, then it is of crucial importance to recognize the Buddha nature in oneself.
Tela tene nanjur je wam so malare palla loma lom tsu nyama tab takpo rambuchi dava tab ore chongba jokar tab karma tab jokar tab nihe tsakik loma tesu pore nihe tsakik Se nam je singmo ye, ye tang. Se nam je singmo ye te, trutop, zoma trutop, zoma tsuvo trutop, nikhe tsanga yo pare. Nikhe tsanga are.
Oh, no.
Ring duke.
Ring.
Ah. Kise no taro. Orr.
So given the importance of recognizing the Buddha nature, then instructions are needed. And the instruction that Rinpoche will present today is from the songs of one of Milarepa's disciples. So Milarepa had as his main disciple the disciple who was like the sun, who is named Gambopa. The disciple who was like the moon was Rechungpa. And the disciples like stars were 21 male disciples, and among the or besides the male disciples there were four yoginis or sisters, the four sisters. So altogether then among Milarepa's realized disciples who were like stars, there were 25. So Rinpoche will explain a song from one of the female disciples named Rechungma.
Rejoma. Rejoma. Hiza ngupu ne lok la zungzing zungzing tema teme zungzing lepa majoza. Zongzhen le ji me le sa a zong. De kar zhen. Ya ya. Ki zang ngu bu ne lok la. Zongzhen le ji me le sa. A.
De zhen zongzhen dream me e yo. Yok, mı yok sal?
Mı yok sarır ya? Zaten deme mı yok sarır? Hadi lan.
So this song says then, what is to be known, the fundamental ground of things, cannot be covered by stains of perceived and perceiver.
The Hizang will be nailed the caress, and Hizang will be nailed the Zongzhen Niji Tongbe, same the nail of words at it.
So, what is meant by that which is to be known, the fundamental ground of things, that refers to the nature of mind which is empty of the dualism of perceived and perceiver?
Then Zongzhen Nije Nilin Depe, same to Nelo Weser Te, Zongzhen Je Zonga Dan Zimbe, Teme Yogame Silavare.
So, what this
Zongzhen Teme Mayoba Sigin Sumpatenta.
So, what this verse states then is that this clear light, nature of the mind, which is empty of the dualism of perceived and perceiver, cannot be covered up by the stains of perceived and perceiver.
Pena zungzhen sikite meto de zongare, meto o sabe namto den zimbare, de zungzhen nire. Zungzhen ni ji tongba de meto da meto zimbe namto de ni, nanzo de ni yinayang. Nelo ngoma la zungzhen ni ji tongba re. Zungzhen ni ji tongba nelo te wo sarba re. Zungzhen ni ji tongba semji nelo wo esar te zungha meto tang, meto sanpen zinpe namto zungzhen ji teme ma guba zogoye.
So, what do you mean, perceived and perceiver? In saying perceived, one means something like, for example, this flower. As a perceived object, and the what do you mean perceiver? It means the concept which thinks, oh, this is a flower. This is the perceiver, and so even though relatively we have this perceived and perceiver, then in the within the nature of that itself, the nature itself of that is free of is empty of a perceived and a perceived object and a perceiving concept, and it is this emptiness of duality which is the clear light nature of is the clear light nature. So then, the song is stating then that the stains of perceived and perceiver are not able to affect or condition or in any way soil the clear light nature empty of perceived and perceiver. And one should rest in the depths of that clear light, free of duality.
대기엔도 샘는 동아지 여바이나 동아한테 종아래 미견다고래 말라 동아 독사베 남도 어떤 짐바래 중생이대 샘 프로방가 종아래 중생이대 다 주니 남지래 해버라바 중생이 중생이대 프로방가할때는 종아래 대양다바 드바마래 중생이지 동베 중생이지 동바래 중생이지 동베 내록대 Zunga dunga dang, zimba ngala dunga dog sambe nam do ni zungze ni jitongbe nelok te wu sarware. Tini nelok woy sar di ngana nyambar yana, tini nabe zungze ni le togre. Nabe zungze ni le ndebe, semji nelok woy sar di ngana yaku woy.
So, if we take another example of, if we relate it to suffering, then suffering would appear as a perceived thing, something one is focusing on as a perceived object, and there would be the concept in one's mind of oneself as being someone who is ill or is suffering in one way or another. But this duality of the perceived suffering and the perceiving concept of saying, oh, I am ill, is a deluded appearance. It is a deluded appearance or a projection coming about through the power of habitual tendencies. It does not exist really or actually. And what actually exists is the clear light nature free of the perceived and perceiving aspects. So what is to be done then is to rest in the clear light nature, free of perceived and perceiving delusion, through which one becomes free of the suffering of sickness.
Penna malam to nava malam tang sigare. Malam to nava malam tang na, nava malam tang kapso, nava zungzi ni de, trupe sem pakya kentrunang de, tene, Zungzhenyi jitongpa nelok te vaisar hai. Zungzhenyi jitongpa nelok semche nelok vaisar te nabha namdo ka zungzhenyi pakhya ka drep te tini zungzhenyi drep te nabha donga yungu yore tini zungzhenyi jitongpa vaisar jitongto mato pare.
So then, for example, in a dream,
if... Zungzhenyi teme yok pare. Tanda di rechong ma sungkor la zungzhen teme yo manchar zerawa. Naba kapsu tani zungzhen nyi jitongpa vaisar te zungzhen je tama ka yo ne, teme yo te, tani vaisar drep sungore.
Te nawa kapsu.
Milam da nawa.
Milam da nawa.
Nawa ngon li kia sunga tanda milam da pe rawa ta.
So Rinpoche has explained how this functions in relation to a sickness one is experiencing, but to give an illustration to try to clarify it, if one dreams that one is sick, then it is clear in that case that the appearance of a sick person in the dream is a dualistic appearance which only occurs due to the mind. It is a state of mind manifesting in that way, and this state of mind is something which is conditioned. It derives from one's habitual tendencies or previous conditioning, and it is due to the this tendency within the mind that the appearance of a sick person in the dream is produced and is a delusion. As a deluded appearance, the actual tini milamdu nawe did trunong re.
Re zungzhen je namdo je zungzhen ni je tongbo wo sa de pare. Zungzhen ni je tongbo sem je ne lo wo sa de pare jo ro. De pare.
But in this case, when one is dreaming that one is a sick person like this, then the nature, the nature which is free of the duality of perceived and perceiver, so that clear light, empty of duality, is obscured. So in this song we are being told that the fundamental ground is not covered. But in the example being given, then in dreaming of being ill, then in not recognizing that it is a delusion, the clear light, empty of perceived and perceiver, is obscured.
Zungzin tokpe dipped in trupayi. That's the reason.
So this nature, which is the clear light, empty of duality of perceived and perceiver, is obscured by the delusion of the concept of there being perceived and perceiver.
Kontru ne lo rang yin wo sar te zongzhen tokwe dip ten tru pai.
So the nature
kontru ne lo rang yin wo sar te kontru zongzhen kontru trobe. Trouble zoomzing kidem trubanjo. Contra zoomzing to drip the trubane.
The trubane?
Really? Contra nailo ranging or certe zoomzing tope drip the trubane. Zoomzing the contra. Yeah.
The nature of anger, this clear light, is obscured by the concept of perceived and perceiver and is a delusion.
Deyendo donga ne lo rang yin wo sar te zongzen tokwe dip ten trubai.
And similarly then, the nature of dungar, the nature of suffering, this sparkling clear light nature, is obscured by the concepts of perceived and perceiver and becomes a delusion. The nature of afflicted states of emotion is the clear light. But this is obscured by the concept of perceived and perceiver, which is a delusion. The nature of mind, which is this clear light nature, if covered up, to be covered up by concepts of perceived and perceiver is a delusion. As long as this nature of the mind, which is the clear light nature, is obscured by the delusion of perceived and perceiver, one will not realize it. Then what is being stated then is that the clear light nature, which is the nature of mind, if covered up by the conceptual stains of perceived and perceiver, becomes diluted, and in the song from Rechungma is being pointed out that one has to render the mind free of these veils or coverings of the delusion of perceived and perceiver.
Yeah.
So the next two lines of the verse say, within the essence itself, the nature of mind, no ground is found as a support for tendencies.
Tene bhakya ma ya baza gi ya go do trpa bhakya nyoma sem ji ne lo la trpa bhakya ma ya ba ji zo bu yi re karre sa na nyoma sem ji ne lo te to na tene trpa bhakya ya to gu ma re bhakya ya gu ma re nyoma sem ji ne lo ma to na tene bhakya ya gu re ti sa na sem ji ne lo ngon som te to na zugda taro re za na wa kya na yang Pakya Yagamare. Semje Nelong Madona, Tene Pakya Yagare.
So these two lines indicate that one has to render one's natural innate mind the natural innate mind does not serve as a support for the habitual tendencies. However, if one does not realize this natural innate mind, then the tendencies will be registered or will be recorded and will continue to produce their effects. So if one has realized the innate nature of mind, then even though there are various appearances of form, sounds, tastes, smells, touch, and so on, these will not produce habitual tendencies within one's mind. They will leave no traces on the mind. However, if one has not realized the innate nature, then all of these appearances are able to print tendencies or traces on the mind.
Then you must send your nail of monsum to top by you know. Zogra terror is a nama does a nandong yen mire. Nandong yen me la denbari came by me, no. Then a pakya yagamare.
And what is the reason for that? It is that if one has directly realized the innate nature of mind, then all appearances of form, sound, taste, smell, and touch will be appearance and emptiness inseparable, and in being the inseparability of appearance and emptiness, they leave no trace on the mind. They do not affect the mind.
This is not the same thing that we talk about the Gartian Bore. Same thing that we talk about the Trupa Pakya Yagamare. Trupa Pakya Mayabala Tinde, the Trupa Yagamare.
So we can see how important it is to realize the innate nature of mind, because it is through doing that that the it is through doing that that the various forms which appear, the various appearances are understood to be appearance and emptiness inseparable, in which case they are not deluded, there is no delusion, and if one does not realize it, then one will continue to experience deluded states of mind, whereas through realizing it, no more delusion arises.
Then,
So the appearances of this life, which are the projections or the deluded appearances of perceived and perceiver duality, where do they come from? They come from the deluded appearances we have experienced in previous lives, which have printed habitual tendencies for experiencing that kind of thing onto the mind. And similarly, the fact of at the present, in the present life, taking these deluded appearances as being truly existent produces a habitual tendency for experiencing deluded appearances again in a future life. So similarly then, if one gets the direct realization of the innate nature of mind, then all of the appearances which now occur due to the habitual tendencies of deluded appearance in previous lives, so these presently experienced deluded appearances, since one has the direct realization of the nature of the mind, one will not take these deluded appearances as being truly existent. And in not ascribing true existence to the present level of deluded appearance, then the experience of this will not record in one's mind. There will be no habitual tendencies printed in the mind. So in a future life, then, no deluded appearance will arise. So what is it that does appear if there is no deluded appearance? If one has the direct realization and therefore understands that whatever appears is like an illusion, then in not taking it literally as having any true existence or substantiality of its own, then there is no tendency towards deluded appearance printed on the mind. And what will manifest then, instead of deluded appearance, then out of the clear light nature of the mind will arise pure appearances, such as the pure appearances of the yidams and the deities and the mandalas and so on.
So this is
the purport of the Rechungpa song, song, in which she in which she explains that one should make sure that habitual tendencies are not recorded in the mind.
Mata kamsom korban de bakya bakya turpen nawai. Mata kamsom korban de bakya turpen nawai.
So the This deluded appearance of the three spheres of samsara this impure wheel of samsaric existence in three spheres, the impure three spheres of samsaric existence are the deluded appearance of habitual tendencies, therefore do not record these habitual deluded tendencies.
Takpa kotan khyankanam, takpa nama, kuyi nama, dan khyankanji nama, te karasana, takpa kotan khyankanam, semnyi vayasa rangnangin, semnyi vayasa rje tontokpa rangnangin. Takpa kotan khyankanji nama, te karasana, semnyi vayasa rje rangnangin, tesar semnyi. Pala, Semi was such a ton togo. Semi was such a ton tona, was such a young man. Such a kira yere, same was such a ton tona, same as such a yere, didn't cut I can count in now. Tie up a shagger. This and the same as such a ton togo. Cut I can count now and none. Semi was such a young man. Tested me a lot to Persa.
So the, Kudang Shinkam.
Kudang Shinkam is now at the Karasana.
Dundaka was on the Kudang Shinkam, Rang Nong Di.
Kudang Shinkam, now and Nam.
Now and Nam. The appearances.
Nam said enough of fire. Kudang Shinkam is now and Taye fire.
All appearances of pure bodies and realms. Are the self-appearance of the clear light of the mind, therefore realize the clear light nature of the mind. So Rinpoche then said, if one realizes the clear light nature of the mind, then what appears spontaneously out of the clarity aspect of mind, or the pure energy of the mind, so out of that appears spontaneously an unlimited manifestation of pure bodies and realms, this happens due to is a self-appearance coming from the clear light energy of the mind itself. Therefore that one should realize the clear light nature of the mind in order for these pure appearances to be able to be released. So this is the brief explanation of one verse of the disciple Rechungma.
Yeah, that's about you.
So are there any questions?
Yeah, correct the values.
You said sense consciousness, are all at the same level of, let's say, like evolution. Is it easier to see voidness and the fear of voidness than
consciousness? I see. I see.
And also, are the six consciousness containing each other?
Do they contain each other?
Yes. Is the six containing the one?
I see. country near, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Tangpo. Tangpo. Wangshi chik de. Wangshi chik. Wangshi chik de.
Wangshi.
Wangshi. Wangpo shi.
Wangpo shi.
Namshi.
Oh yeah.
Wangpo namshi chik de. Shempa le yagi de. Tangpo ni la. Toya la. Pena. Tangpo ni de. Megi namshi chi. Tong. Tongya lela ore amchogi namshe le yagide tongpa niji zimba.
Oh yeah,
te akande megi namshe chikte shenpa le yagide tongpa niji toya la te akande chikya re tene nipa de Wangshi chiki nangla, Wangshi nga shenda yorbe. Wangshi rere la, Wangshi shenpa la yang yorbe.
Nare, tangbili. Wangshi todare, Wangshi todare, ngoni ji tokwa yomare, namto lende pare. Ngoni ji tokwa yomare, tise na, toni tope kapsa yijin, Yijin nam hiyam, hirap ka to gubare. Wan hije to ni to patani yomare. Yijin nam hije to gore. To ni to pati. Yijin to gubare. Wan hije to patani yomare. Yijin tongba sendi, yijin tongba ni to na. Wan hi te so, tene, ba, wan hi te so yang, wo sa dun cha wanda wanda gore.
So, it is not the sensory consciousnesses which are able to realize the emptiness. The consciousness which realizes the emptiness is the sixth, the mental consciousness. It is that the analytical knowledge associated with or developed within the mental consciousness which enables the realization of emptiness. The sensory consciousnesses themselves, in their own essence, are non-conceptual. However, having realized the emptiness with through the mental consciousness, then the processes of the sensory consciousnesses are transformed. So that what appears to the sensory consciousnesses of one who has realized the emptiness is what is referred to as self-liberated appearance.
Pena nga su meto de tomo ka su mega nam hi je meto ke ye da ka do tam je ja jin jin ge re meto ka tan ni jin ge ma re mega nam hi je meto ke ye da ka do tomo ka su ye je nam hi je te ni meto sam de Nikatoya till a medo sambatani is over it. Tani than dead is over it.
So, if we go back a step and talk about the process of consciousness as such, or what happens in perceiving something, then in looking at this flower, then the eye consciousness itself does not attach names or conventions to the form perceived. The eye consciousness merely picks up the form and shape and of the flower, of the object. And it is the mental consciousness then which applies the names and concepts and interpretation to the object.
Turba kapsu zungze ni sun nang de wanghi la mega nam hi la zungze ni nang de tugre ina ya zungze ni ji tongba de mega nam hi ji tong ma re ye ji nam hi ji tong ko re
so when one has not got the realization then perception occurs in this dualistic fashion So there is the seeming dualism of perceived and perceiver, and that affects the eye consciousness in the sense that the actual perception, the process of perception itself is deluded in that case. However, when the realization is present, then it is the mental consciousness which realizes that the dualism of perceived and perceiver is a delusion, in which case the tene yiginam she tene megi wong she trupamare tene megi wong she zuk tongwe kapsu danam rawre
tene na dom ra.
So given the realization by the mental consciousness of the emptiness of dualistic appearance, then the actual sensory process itself is transformed in the sense that what is perceived is then appearance and emptiness inseparable.
Nami je tongpa nyingwa som tu toba kapso nami je kapso tene wangpu nam ki da yor da kanga ga rukuduwa ga gu
nami je
kapso re re tene nami je tene nami je yuwa nami je kapso tene tene tog yore yor je na wata wangpu nam ki da so ga na woy sar tene nami je kapso
nami
tere nki de yuwa.
So in connection with the realization of emptiness, one can specify a phase in which there is appearance and a phase in which there is no appearance. And as we heard explained this morning, in the phase in which there is no appearance, then all of the six kinds of appearances connected with the sensory consciousness and mental consciousness have subsided into the emptiness.
Then na je je kap so na ma yo na yang zimba yo ma re denba ye je denba zimba yo ma.
And then given this realization of the emptiness, then in the phase in which there is appearance, even though appearances are occurring, there is no attachment, no clinging, no taking it to be real, and therefore no delusion.
Tene mega nam ki chikpu ka zubda taro rikza kangan zayin topa. Nava nam ki chikpu yang kangan zayin topa yose. Tene pakpa nam na yobare.
So with respect to your second question, whether all of the other senses are present within one sensory process, on the level of an ordinary being, this is not the case. Each sense consciousness functions separately. However, in the case of a realized being who has achieved the transformation of his faculties, then it is taught that each of the senses is able to perform the functions of all of the others. So within the eye consciousness, all of the other sensory functions are present, the same with the ear and so on.
Mada bezungzin gada takpa zungzin hyar kapso mada pe medo den gade medo de tingla ko ta hyang kam je na wa hyar hyar sigre
na so
na wa yin da hyar yong re
so so in connection then with talking about the transformation of the faculties of a realized being, if that is then related to this flower, then the since the realized being has undergone the transformation of his faculties, then the appearance of the flower as a deluded dualistic appearance has ceased, and what does appear is that, based on the appearance of the flower, all of the yidam deities and their mandalas can be experienced. So when this entire delusion of dualistic appearance that we perceive with our faculties at the time of not having realization, so when this ceases, then what will appear will be the pure appearances of the yidam deities and their mandalas. So for a realized being whose faculties have been transformed, even the burning ground of iron in the hell realms manifests as a pure realm. So what is the reason for this? What is the reason for this? It is that the appearance of a burning out, a burning ground of iron, that appearance to the faculties of a hell being is a result of his own negative actions. And due to his negative actions, also he is taking that as truly existent. Whereas a realized being who has whose faculties have been transformed is not under the influence of the deluded appearance produced by negative action. And what appears to him then is the pure land. So to the realized bodhisattva who has exhausted the deluded mind, to the realized bodhisattva who has exhausted the delusions of a sinful mind, even the burning iron ground of the hell beings appears as a pure realm. So to reiterate the ground for this, then the reason is that the burning ground of iron is a projection or deluded appearance produced through the sinful action of the being. If that is missing, given the mind of a being who has completely eliminated all forms of deluded appearance, then what appears will be pure appearance.
This and then the Dorje Tekpa Lola Yang, then the Takpa Ramjan Sijote, Mada Pantrupate, Demba Yomare, Malam Ravore, Madopare, Mada Pantrupase, the Tene, Nancy Takpa Ramjan Sigre, Sangagalola, Takpa Ramjan Hippamang, then the Vihipare.
So in the Vajrayana, then, is given teachings on what is called Dakpa Rabjam, which means something like universal purity, and how is it possible for this to occur? It is that impure appearances themselves are nothing but deluded mind, and having eliminated the delusion, then what appears will be in accordance with the nature of mind, it will be pure appearance.
Ningi Chembo Demba La Ningi Chembo Ningi Changes Sam Sam La Ningi Changes Sam Sam La Sanjo Sambala Ningi Changes Sam Sam La Dying in the Namadio. Drawing in the Nangre. Then ni in a young drala, drana in tongue.
Oh,
but they are not dons in sorry. They are same jins in sorry. Same jins in sorry Latin attend a wingre.
Oh,
Ningi dembe san sen la, dying ni in the number your contra teme dipana, ni young drada number your, they are same jins in sorry.
To a bodhisattva who has great compassion, even an enemy appears as a friend. But to the one who is covered over by the delusion of anger, even a friend appears as an enemy. And this... This all depends on, or this illustrates that all depends on one's way of perceiving things.
Then Ravin Jorvate Kunzok just sent in Jotore. Ningi Topje, Dany Nangin Toma, Kontu Topje Ni Danagin Toma de Kunzok just sent in Jorvala Tembare. Then Ravola Kunzok just sent in Jorvala Tena, Yang Tundan Jen and Jor Yang Hakogre. To end down with a talk while attained, Madame Truba says, or young Yapoha Kore. Kunz of the same Jinjurva. Tata the Kunz of the same Jinjurva. Same Jinjurva to honor, the name Madame, but now I'm taking her with her vate, to end down Jinjurva. Nailok the thing in Jurva. Nailok talk while attained.
Think so.
My understanding the relatives change, like seeing an element as a friend, for example, one understands also the ultimate transformation. Then one will understand also absolutely paradise and so on. Can,
oh, I see.
Then Rabu, when a Ningi Kempo Latente, Dany in the Tomatan, Contro Latin, the Ni, Dadan Tons or Tesuhina, the Ne Tony, Semjanella was Artopa Latin de Tona, Madaba, Mada Banama Takpa Hingalan Tonzo Yang Hakovri.
So we can understand then that even on a relative level, if one has great compassion, then one will appear, one will an enemy will appear to be a friend, and if one is obscured by great anger, a friend will appear to be an enemy. So we can understand these kind of changes of mind, these kind of alterations, or these turnabouts that can take place even on a relative level. And in understanding that, then it's easier to fathom how, having realized the clear light, ultimate nature, then all impure appearance is changed or transformed to pure appearance. In that connection, then, if one realizes the nature of suffering, one is able to transform the suffering into great bliss.
Karase jonsen kanye se na donga te pakcha gantunang re ma to denba yo mare donga pakcha gantunang malam je donga dawo re pakcha gantunang yin bese na sem je ne donga je ne ro go ser je ton to na tene pakcha gantunang ga te.
So how has that come about? It comes about in the way that the suffering which we experience is a deluded appearance. It does not exist. It is a delusion of mind which has no existence, like a dream. And in realizing its nature, which is which transcends this deluded aspect, then one transforms the suffering into great bliss.
Donga pakha thurpa ser, donga ne lok tokpa na, donga devarin chavarin jo.
So having exhausted the habitual tendency towards suffering, in realizing the nature of the suffering is transformed into great bliss. And this manifestation of the suffering as being bliss is one of the special features of the Vajrayana.
Oh yeah. Ta gom tos jan yagare.
So then Rinpoche says, if we meditate a little, it would be best.
Rong hindo tarpo la rikpa che chek to te. Okin the traveler ne de, then he traveler same day the neighbor cups or the ne make by me by Luji.
Tampo
Ugler Repassic do
Ugler Repassic do Repassic
do. Then he mean on the hill.
So in the meditation then, if one concentrates one-pointedly on the breathing, then one arrives at a state which is free of focus, or beyond reference point focused on. And Rinpoche explained that through this one-pointed concentration on the breathing, then the breathing itself becomes subtler and subtler, or it becomes quieter and quieter, and then tini uk de tra tra
tra tra tra te tini zeba me banana ya mekpa me banana ya.
So when the breathing itself becomes more and more subtle, then one should rest in the depths free of attachment.
당부효.
'Awareness on the breath one-pointedly, it becomes subtler and subtler, and finally one rests in the depths without attachment.' In focusing or in directing the awareness one-pointedly on the breathing, finally, one rests in the emptiness. Directing the awareness one-pointedly on the breathing, finally one rests in the depths of the clear light. Directing the awareness one-pointedly on the breathing, finally one rests loosely without contrivance.
Jesus, 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 Jes